839-1360-975 WTAQ News Talk Sports. Ton of stuff to get to in the show today. One of my greatest I told you so moments ever came yesterday. I'm just going to say this for now. I spoke about an hour. Well, that's not true. Spoke about a half an hour. Then we took some calls on a topic yesterday. Later in the day, I was proven to be prophetic. Not going to tell you what that is. We'll get to that maybe after 10 o'clock. Right after 9 o'clock, he's laughing about over there. He called himself a prophet. I didn't say that. I said it was prophetic. A prophetic? No, that's what liberals think of this show. But you were close. Prophetic. P-R-O-O, never mind. After 9 o'clock, you just heard audio, if you were listening to our news, of the Sandy Hook 911. Fox News Radio chose not to play that audio. What's the right decision? We're going to debate that with some news-type professionals. We'll get into all of that. However, in this segment yesterday, I shared a piece with you from Media Trackers on the top Republican on the State Assembly's Forestry Committee and a Democrat member of the committee are hosting a climate change conference next week at the state capitol of Madison. The top Republican is Representative Jeff Mersaw. The Media Tracker piece calls into question exactly what Mersaw had in mind. Why is he doing this? And does he buy into climate change, i.e. global warming? I asked a lot of questions rhetorically because State Representative Jeff Mersaw wasn't here to answer, but I got in touch with his office yesterday and with Jeff himself, spoke briefly, and he joins us right now on the phone. Jeff, good morning. Jeff, you there? Jeff, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, there you are. Just didn't have a button pushed the right way. All right, what is the purpose of this conference? What are you trying to accomplish?
You know, there's a number of purposes, and there's a number of underlying reasons that I do things like this. I am the chairman of the Environment and Forestry Committee, and actually forestry is probably one of my biggest economic drivers in my district, other than tourism. But and there's a lot of things that we come about, and not harvesting our U.S. Forest Service land, our national forests, is a big problem in my district. And it just, you come through things, and some things I see an executive order that on, November 1st, President Obama wrote an executive order with four plans to it, or four task areas, and manage lands and waters for climate preparedness and resilience is one of them. So it just, we see things coming down from the EPA, and I hear things coming from Congress and things that they had. One thing was that they were going to take and make farmers take and contain all their dust as they planted their fields or worked in their fields. And just things like that, we might as well close all our industries down and not do anything because we're never going to meet the regulations. So I guess I like to see where things are coming from. We have speakers that are coming from our UW system. So consequently, I want to see what their teachings are and what they're working on to prepare our young individuals for the upcoming future. And that's what I worry about is the future and how things are going to be for my kids and their kids.
Media.
Those are some of the things. And listening to these folks, whether we agree with it or don't agree with it, I think it's my my obligation to at least listen and make good judgment calls after those things are listened to. And, this is probably one of the first things. I guess another one of my motives is I've worked with Representative Fred Clark on the Democratic side on a lot of forestry issues. In January, we're going to have a huge managed forest law bill coming to the Assembly floor for a vote that we've worked on for a year and a half to 2 years with Governor's Council on Forestry. And it's going to be a bipartisan vote, working with the Democrats and working with Representative Clark. We've worked together on it. We've had input on it. And consequently, when it comes to a vote, it isn't an argument on, you're doing this because of this reason and you didn't let us voice our opinion. And so I just I like working with Representative Clark. His interests, in his life is is looking at climate change. He's been a forester all his life, still does it, managed some forest land in you know, around the area here. So it's just something that I wanted to work with him with to just show that I'm interested and not say, no, that's an idea that you had, and we're not going to take it up at all.
All right,
so
Jeff,
I want to work with him.
All right, Jeff, you're quoted by media trackers as saying climate change has been going on since the start of time and that you were concerned the business and industry needs to have some idea about what their future economic opportunities might be. Here's what media trackers is trying to get at, and I'll ask you directly. Do you accept that man is responsible for global temperatures rising?
And I'm going to say not that man is not necessarily the toll. There's a lot of factors. You know, there's natural global warming or natural climate change.
But you think man is one of those factors?
You know, I'm not saying man. You know, I want to say in the big scheme of things, they could be. You know, it just how can we do anything without you know, as your car runs and whatever. You know, that obviously somehow must have some effect. Now, I'm not a scientist. But the thing is, you put 50 people with the same diploma in a room, half of them will say there's climate change, and half of them will say this is.
That's
not
true,
change.
Jeff. That's actually not true. And this is the concern that media trackers is raising. That is, what you just said is a liberal myth. Are you aware that there has not been global warming for 15 years?
And that, you know, I read that in actually there's another report that just came out from Heartland Institute. Yeah, and some people say you should throw that magazine away. If you talk to some of the liberal people, they should sort of, they tell you to throw that magazine away. But I do read it, and they just come out with a 1,000-page report on exactly what you're saying. Correct. Climate Change Reconsider 2. It's a free report, and it's 1,000 pages long, and it rebuts everything there is to have about climate change.
Here's the concern. I am someone who has studied this issue, Jeff.
You talked about the
50-50. That's simply not true. In fact, there's a website out there with tens of thousands of scientists who have said this is absolute bunk. There has been no global warming in the last 15 years, and we can debate about what caused the global spike in the latter half of the 20th century. Here's the concern that people have when they see this is, all right, Representative Clark, I'm guessing, does accept that man's responsible for global warming. And can you see where people are concerned that you might be going
sure.
along for this ride?
Yep. And, you know, and I go back to my previous statement. You know, I like to work with people, whether you agree with them or not, at least you listen to them. And at the end of the day, the decision is made. And, you know, it may not be agreeable to what they're ideas are, but at least you listen to them. And, you know, I think that's the key thing on being a good legislator is taking and listening to people and making a good decision at the end of the line.
Here is my concern, though, Jeff. You're willing to listen to someone on what I consider and many others consider to be the greatest global hoax of all time.
Uh-huh.
That's our concern is, you know, it's fine. It's fine to reach across the aisle and work. But on the matter of man-caused global warming, there is no scientific evidence to support it. And I understand that you think that's a matter of some subjectivity. But the reality is this 50-50 thing that you've heard, it's just, in fact, what they now say is 90% of scientists accept it. So the other concern that media trackers raised, and I agree, is that at some point you would actually co-sponsor legislation with Representative Clark that recognizes that man-caused global warming is a legitimate threat and there needs to be legislative remedies, the type that have been proposed in the past. That's the concern that I have, Jeff. I mean, it sounds to me like you're unwilling to categorically state a position here.
And, you know, I'm not unwilling, but I guess my motives for doing it is primarily to take in and listen to that issue. And I haven't necessarily taken in and delved into this a lot, things that we've been working on. And, you know, they have, high capacity wells, you know, and taking in and taking devastating some of our forests over in central Wisconsin to create large farms. that has an effect on climate, so to speak. And that was from some of our people on our side. That one gentleman is a worked with weather his whole life, and he just says, you know, those things affect, but aren't necessarily considered man-made. But you know, when trees are harvested and that sort of thing on a large basis and not sustainably managed, that has some effect on how our climate is too. So, I have to deal with those things. High capacity wells is going to be a big issue coming up. We're going to be working on some legislation come January on those particular issues themselves too. And I haven't necessarily listened to a lot of climate change issues, but my concern is the biggest concern is in my forest area, and that's the biggest part of my district is the forestry area. And my concern is the EPA coming down with rules. You know, when the president gives up executive order that we need to have this climate preparedness done and gives four different tasks that should be done with it. Tomorrow they could send legislation to us saying you have to do this, this, and this, and pretty much wipe out everything we're trying to do to make a living here in our state. So,
it's talking to State Representative Jeff Mirsop, but that's the point. So now you've just talked about how climate change is used for draconian policy that hurts the economy. But on the other hand, it seems like you're keeping an open mind on it. And while you decry these liberal, man-caused global warming-driven legislative initiatives that hurt the economy, you just criticize those. But yet you seem to be keeping an open mind. That's where I'm struggling here.
And you know, and here's what I struggle with is that we have these professors coming in, and I haven't listened to any of their seminars or listened to any of their speeches that they have given. But there are professors that are in our UW system that are, you know, actually in front of our young adults, you know, and teaching them and speaking about these very same subjects. So I guess I'm interested to see what they have to say about it, see what is being instilled in the minds of our adults that are going to be taking all these matters up in the future. And that should be important to everybody, you know, young adults are being taught.
Okay. Jeff, listen, thanks a lot.
Does that make any sense?
I'm going to be honest with you, Jeff, it doesn't. I'm struggling.
Okay.
Because on the one hand, it sounds like you want to make sure that our students aren't being indoctrinated into global warming ideology. That's what I just got from you just now. Yet you're not sure whether you believe it yourself.
And the thing is, like I said before, I'm concerned that whether I believe it or not, the EPA could take and through our leadership now could be, we could have rules be brought to us. You know, one example is the rule that was just passed here and implemented with Boilermac. It puts such a strain on some of our industries in the state that they can't comply with what is being asked to. And some of the technology isn't even there that they're being asked to implement. It has to be still brought forward and invented. So, you know, when things start being done like that, where does that put us? Where does that put our paper industry in this state?
Okay.
It puts them in a fix that either they do what they have to do or they close the doors. And
Jeff,
that's not good for anybody.
Jeff, my producer just sent me a note, and I absolutely agree with this. He says, I don't think Representative Mirsop believes in global warming and doesn't want them teaching our kids but won't say it. That you just won't come out and say that that's what you believe.
And, you know, it just, I guess in my heart, that's what I do believe. But I'm not unwilling to listen to somebody come forward with or to listen and not necessarily keep an open mind, but at least listen to what they're teaching.
So you can be swayed on this is what you're saying.
I don't think I can be swayed on it, no.
Okay, Jeff, thanks a lot for the call. I have no idea what the hell we just talked about, but thanks a lot for the call. I do appreciate it. Here's what I think. I think Jeff Mirsop has developed a relationship with State Representative Fred Clark where they can work together. That's good. That is good. But he doesn't want to alienate. That is one of the most run around in circles, chase your tail interviews I've ever done with a Republican. Actually, no. Steve Castell of Elkhart Lake. And I've known Steve for years. That's the Sheboygan area. It was an education issue, and I'm sorry, I don't remember what it was right now. I just don't recall, but I had a similar one like that. Just bottom line, Jeff, if you think it's okay, this is exactly, if he's willing to talk, then is he going to go along with legislation that raise taxes and so on? Here's what it sounds like to me. As I said, it sounds like he and Clark have developed maybe a friendship, working relationship, which is good. But as a result, doesn't want to necessarily go against him on this. As a listener says, if someone told him the moon was made of green cheese, would he be willing to at least listen and explore it? Those of us who have studied the issue think that what has happened with global temperatures in the past 30 years has anything to do with anthropogenic or man-made causes. Is that ridiculous? Now, the theory, and Jeff, if you're still listening, research the damn thing. By the way, I say this to those on both sides. There are Republicans who firmly believe that global warming is a hoax, as do I, and they've never studied it. That neither side, and I call liberals out on this all the time, both sides are guilty as hell of this. Study what the theory is. If you ask someone who accepts or rejects the theory, what is it exactly? According to the theory, how does carbon dioxide emissions raise the global temperature? They will look at you like you have 14 heads. They have no idea. Both sides are guilty of this. What is right and what is wrong concerning Sandy Hook? Coming up in the next hour. It's 8:56.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations.